It's time for Stargazer. Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence, and this is our weekly update of what's happening in our island skies and the world of astronomy. As usual, we turn to our friend Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee, for our report this week. Aloha, Christopher, what's happening?
Hey, Dave, what's going on? So this week's stargazers, Mars and Saturn, are still visible in the south in the evening sky till around about 10 p.m., with Venus rising in the east just before sunrise. So keep an eye on the sky, all you early birds out there. So tonight we have a full moon, meaning of course that trying to spot meteors or satellites is going to be a no-go from the city, although you may get lucky if you can get away from the city lights.
And we have a discovery relating to galaxies, and there's a local connection.
That's right. This week a discovery from our very own Institute for Astronomy here in Hawaii. It has been announced that our Milky Way's place in the local neighborhood of galaxies has been mapped out in incredible detail. This map of our local neighborhood has been dubbed Lanai Kea, meaning immeasurable heaven.
And so how many galaxies are there in this thing?
Well, it turns out that there are a staggering 100,000 galaxies in our tiny corner of the universe alone. This great gathering of galaxies is often referred to as a supercluster, and our Milky Way is just one of these thousands of galaxies.
And when you think about all these galaxies, where does the Milky Way fit in?
Well, our Milky Way is thought to be somewhere in the suburbs of this great supercluster, so not exactly the center of attention. But I wouldn't feel too bad about that because our neighborhood is huge. It's about 520 million light years across.
And so how many stars would factor into all this?
Well, unfortunately, we can't count the number of stars accurately because they're so far away, and more often than not, there's something in the way of our view. But what we can do is guess the mass of this whole bunch of stars, planets, and galaxies. And this gives us an idea of just how much stuff is floating around out there.
Well, I gotta ask that question. Do we know how much stuff there is, or have a guess?
Well, our best guess, the supercluster seems to have as much mass as about 100 million billion suns. That's a lot of stuff.
Whoa.
And let's not forget that each galaxy potentially contains hundreds of billions of stars. So the total amount of stars out there is staggering.
Got to think there's some microbes in space out there, huh, Christopher?
Absolutely.
And so finally, how was this discovery made?
Well, this discovery was made by a team led by our very own Brent Tully here in the islands. He and his team are famous for their work on mapping out the greater universe by observing distant galaxies. Brent and his team monitored the positions and movements of about 8,000 galaxies, and that helped them create this huge map of the supercluster. But this story gets even more mind-boggling in its numbers. It turns out that our supercluster is moving towards another supercluster of galaxies. And at some point in the distant future, they'll probably merge to form an even bigger collection of galaxies, with an absolutely mind-blowing number of stars and planets and who knows what else. Truly an awesome concept.
Good thing we're done with phone books, huh?
For real.
Well, we appreciate the heads up. Thank you so much, Christopher Phillips from the Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee. Appreciate you joining us.
You're welcome, Dave.
And you can find Stargazer on demand online at hawaiipublicradio.org. Just follow the news links.